Why are you fucking dry jacking your fucking boyfriend while you're going through a fucking divorce in fucking public and shit? How fucking stupid are you? Cesspool 158. I'm Jay Voss. I'm with El Tejon. Lauren Boebert. She was caught fondling her boyfriend in a packed theater. She was touching his wang.
What
the
hell?
Rod, his Johnson, his brush hog.
Okay.
His meat.
So what's his last name? Is it Wang or Johnson?
It's what, her boyfriend?
Yeah.
It's Johnny Sins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, would you let Lauren Boebert touch your fucking dong in a theater?
Can I filibuster this at all?
Not on this show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, I would.
Yeah, I was thinking so too. Well, I hope she brings those glasses she wears though. Like that.
She's got that kind of
that
hot
Sarah Palin 2.0 shit going on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to go into a preschool and just have her me off in front of the kids
what
or whatever.
The fuck?
Well, yeah. Well, so people are pissed. She lectures everyone about the LGBT community being a threat to children while she's getting caught performing a lewd sex act in public where children possibly were.
True.
Totally embarrassing bimbo. Wow.
True. But I mean, keep electing the best of us, America. You guys are doing great.
See, that's the other part of it is, you know, you could wipe everybody from their Senate seat, their, you know.
Oh, easily.
Congress, whatever you want to do.
Easily.
There's so many fucking scum buckets from the top to the bottom, whatever fucking party you're in.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
It's never going to stop.
True.
But one thing I am sick of is having fucking grandpa and grandma fucking up there telling me how I should live. I sounded like Kid Rock.
I was getting ready to say shit.
No, that's why I'm giggling. But you get what I mean? Like, there needs to be a total reform on a lot of this shit. Like,
well, so we've talked about.
But how fucking stupid are you? If you go into a public fucking place, if someone notices you, they're going to bust out their phone or whatever. Why are you fucking dry jacking your fucking boyfriend while you're going through a fucking divorce in fucking public and shit? How fucking stupid are you? What's your number? I'm talking to Lauren.
Count.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Lauren, dude.
Damn. I love Lauren Boebert.
Yeah. Did you go to the movies with her?
I wish. Yeah. But now you got me wondering. I wonder if there is any videos out on the internet of it.
No, there is. Wait. No. I assume there are. It was caught on video, right? Okay. Any weird places you've been slow jacked or anything?
Yeah, here during the podcast.
No, I mean anywhere though. Exhibition shit.
No. Never really got into that.
There's a girl we know that didn't mind the fucking grocery store parking lot.
Oh yeah. I think I know who you're referring
to. Oh, yeah. I mean, nowadays it wouldn't happen.
No.
I'm sure it still does. You
know? I'm sure she's still doing it.
I'm sure she still does it. Just not with me.
Just with some less classy people.
Yeah, a little less classy. I mean, not with the cesspool podcast guy.
All right.
A police officer in Seattle issued a tasteless non-apology after being caught laughing and mocking the death of a college student who was killed by another pig believed to have been speeding at the time. After a fellow officer hit and killed 23-year-old graduate Janavi Kandula, Officer Daniel, Adar? I don't know. These names fucking suck. For a honky, responded to the devastating scene and joked via radio that the city ought to issue a check, $11,000. She had limited value.
Hmm.
I mean, again, you're no different than Boebert. What the fuck are you doing?
Right, that's a little rough. We're getting multiple examples. Law enforcement.
Yeah, there you go.
Government. Right. This is our culture now.
It is.
This is how people are. We treat each other like shit.
Everyone's toxic. Everyone's trying to get over. Everyone's exactly.
But you know what's absolutely amazing is we go out and protest about how, you know, one group treats another group like shit. But yet the person that's protesting is a scumbag too. You can go back and find mean tweets where they've probably said some racial epithets. Something stupid.
Even though I will say I saw some of the sentences for the Proud Boys and I'm going, wow, there's murderers that get less fucking years than guys.
Yeah, the guy that's supposed to be the leader of them got like 22 years.
You know what's funny is like the Proud Boys I always thought were supposed to be some like pseudo white racist group. They always tried to paint them out to be like the KKK. And then you see the leader of it and some... Was it a Cuban guy or something? I don't know.
He's like Cuban or Puerto Rican or something.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that's not what they say is going right. on. Anyway, do you love Sum 41?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're What's awesome. Your top 10 songs from them? I mean, from 10 to 1.
Don't Tell Me How to Live.
Yeah. Bob with the Ba's got to be on there.
Definitely Ba with a Ba.
Yeah. Bull God. What's that shitty song God. With Sheryl Crow?
Pictures?
Yeah. Fucking love that shit.
Or no, Picture.
It's not Pictures.
No, it's Picture. It's the fuck's one, wrong with just you? One picture.
Just one picture. Probably a Polaroid or something?
Yeah, apparently he wasn't very photogenic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen him, you know.
I wouldn't be either.
Anyway, Sum 41 rock star Derek Whibley. He was rushed to the hospital with risk of heart failure. Now, Sum 41, for whatever reason, I know this fact. They're retiring.
What?
Which is crazy because now I'm getting old. I know I'm getting old because I remember those little guys coming out, you know, on MTV. When MTV was playing videos and doing their little, you know, pop punk stuff. But this guy, he was the guy that I think he was married to, what's her face? Avril Lavigne. Before, Avril Lavigne. Yeah, but okay, here's the thing.
I love Avril Lavigne.
He was married to her. And then...
The first one.
Then she went to the Nickelback singer, right? Yeah. So you're going, oh, shit, right? See,
well, hold on, though. That was the second Avril Lavigne.
Oh, shit, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Then she went to Tyga, the rapper. She started mud sharking.
I remember that.
My God.
That was recent. That was this year.
Yeah. Damn. What a fall from... That's why his heart's failing.
Well, okay, so now it makes me wonder, did they kill off the second Avril Lavigne and now they have a third one?
Yeah, you'd think it's just AI at this point.
Okay, that could be true too.
Could be. Have you heard about these AI songs that the Grammys are going to be accepting?
I heard there's a record label that signed up an AI robot that is producing music now.
Well, that's wild because all you really got to do is write the words and you can have anyone sing it.
True.
I've been shucking off Rick all damn day. But you know what? Some of these bands that fall off, maybe they don't fall off anymore. You know what I mean? These bands that are, you know, one hit wonders or, you know, one record wonders. Right. Here we go. This could save all your asses, right?
Yeah, just get some AI.
Right? I could be listening to Taproot till the day I fucking die now. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. If you're still listening to Taproot by the day you die, that's a damn shame.
Oh, okay. New York Jets billionaire owner. People are just Googling who the fuck Taproot is. Woody Johnson. That's a porn name. He's reportedly lobbying wealthy Republicans to donate to Trump.
Oh, God. No wonder somebody took out Aaron Jones.
Johnson, who is an heir.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
He's an heir. Who'd you say?
Aaron Jones.
Well, that's the running back for the Packers.
My bad.
He's still going a little bit. Johnson, who's the heir to Johnson & Johnson. Well, hey, that's a clever name, right? Pharmaceutical fortune and worth more than $3 billion. Donated $1 million to the Trump Super PAC. You know, if you're worth $3 billion, can't you go a little bit more? I'm sure your money just in the bank.
True.
California. Do you like? Have you been to Cali?
I've never been to Cali.
Do you want to ever go to Cali?
Ah, there's a part of me that wants to go and see, you know, the sights, Hollywood, and
just take a shit in it.
Just fucking take a shit in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll blend in.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else is.
California sues five oil giants over climate crisis.
Oh, God.
The companies, they've polluted our air. They have choked our skies with smoke, wreaked havoc on our water cycle, and contaminated our lands.
What's the evidence of that?
It's kind of word of mouth right now, but it's really gaining steam. So
it's just hearsay.
Hearsay. Whoa, calm down. Man. Mexican musician, I think you know this guy, Peso Pluma.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, it looks like he's got that Lloyd Christmas haircut from Dumb and Dumber. Like, does he not?
Okay. Are we sure that's not Jim Carrey?
It might be.
He's just going under a pseudonym or something?
This Hispanic musician postponed a number of upcoming concerts in the U.S. after banners carrying threatening messages directed at the artist were found in Tijuana. This is for you, Peso Pluma. Refrain from appearing this October 14th because it'll be your last presentation. I hope. Wow, that sounds ominous. That sounds like a Harvard grad is pissed.
So he's not coming to the U.S.?
Refrain from appearing, or this will be your last presentation. Doesn't sound all that gangster, right? He's at a cartel's target.
Right, it sounds like Dr. Evil trying to sound intelligent.
The messages are believed to be issued from Jalisco Nueva Generación, a formidable drug cartel in Mexico. But no one can confirm this yet.
Oh, are they not going on record?
No one wants to fucking confirm that, okay?
Right.
Because they don't want their fucking daughter's head to be in a fucking bag.
A bag of dicks?
For years, the Mile High Club has been an aspiration for many. You?
Never.
Something about getting it on while 38,000 feet in the air seems to be a dream for some people. Well, a former flight attendant who worked for a luxury airline for over 5 years gave an insight into her experience while on the job. In her diary, she speaks about the difficulties of working in the sky as well as offering those secret tips for those that want to get a little bit frisky while flying. Well, she says a half an hour before landing, we are still up and down the cabin collecting dirty meal trays. Some passengers get so fed up with our snail's pace that they bring the trays to the galley themselves, and then there's nowhere else to put them. They leave them on the floor. We've had to pick them up quicker if we hadn't been a few passengers suddenly remembering that they'd like a coffee. I peek into the cabin on the right, see a puff of smoke. So, hold up. She's talking about when you should. So, it's at the end of your flight. That's when you need to go to the restroom.
And get it on.
And you get it on.
Let's get it on.
The lavatories and economy class are by far the safest place to join the Mile High Club. It's more practical. So just remember that.
Right. So what if there's a couple that's already engaging in the Mile High Club?
Okay, so for that's two people, right? Is four people an orgy? It's not, right?
So we could start the Mile High Orgy Club.
I don't, those bathrooms are, ooh.
What do you mean?
I'm a 300 pound man.
Okay.
I'm going to not be all that active during this mile stuck high orgy.
Stuck in a 3x2?
Yeah. I'm going to be laying down. Just go to town on me, whoever you can.
Whoever it is.
Yeah.
Man, woman, child.
Yeah.
Well, minus child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, not them.
Yeah, no, no children.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's the point? There's no point. I'm sure there's a bunch of sluts that want to do it.
It's just one of, it's like a feather you stick in your cap, I guess.
Yes. That'll be on your gravestone.
Yeah.
Star boxer's husband dies during her world title fight. So this is a chick, she's boxing in Tijuana, Mexico. Her husband died after suffering a heart attack during her fight for a WBC title. It is with deep sadness that we have been informed of the sudden death of Diego, who suffered a devastating heart attack during his wife's fight. He collapsed during rounds 9 and 10, championship round. Well, those aren't even championship rounds yet, so he's just, he's bitching out early a little bit, you know what I mean? But he's dead. Now, I will say, because we come from the combat sports background, I will say that, and even training or watching people spar or train or practice, I will say I'd rather be in there than watching, let's say, you or Kevin or something like that. You know what I mean? I'd rather be in there than having to watch you guys. And I'm sure it's probably vice versa. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're always a little more freaked out when someone you care about, you have vested interest in.
True.
It is tough. And when you are close to the action, so to speak, Brazzers. I'm sure it can happen. It's just, it's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Did you know Trump likes the concept of a female running mate? What are some females you'd like to see running with Trump?
I don't know if there's anybody I'd like to see. I would say there's two viable names right out the gate that I could think of.
Mia Khalifa.
Oh, God.
Stormy Daniels will bring this, you know.
The same woman who sued Trump?
Yeah, let's bring him back.
Listen, if you just drop your lawsuit, I'll let you run for vice president with me.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell.
Does she have to come up with a vice president name at that point?
Stormy Daniels, that's not her real name?
I don't think so.
It's probably Kim Miller or something bullshit like that.
some idiot name.
No, I mean, do you think, who is his running mate? Who did we assume it was going to be?
Well, it's definitely not going to be Mike Pence.
No, he's a fucking dipshit.
Kind of a dipshit. Not real fond of him. He's lost some grace with the Republican base.
Traitor, man.
I mean, some would say that. But as far as the women are concerned, I mean, you have Nikki Haley that's running for president, which was in the Trump administration. You also have Kristi Noem, that's the governor of, is that South Dakota or North Dakota? Maybe it's South Dakota. I think it's South Dakota.
West Dakota?
Yes. Southeast.
Dakota.
Yes.
I love it there. It's so nice.
It's so fucking nice.
Yeah. In the sprawl time?
The sprawl time?
Yeah.
It's where you get naked and just sprawl?
Yeah.
Super nice.
Mm-hmm. That's where they got Mount Crushmore with Johnny Shins.
Johnny Shins, yeah. Lauren Boebert.
Ron Jeremy. They're all there.
Just getting it out. Just getting it out. Oh, shit. Lauren, where you at? I need my fluffer.
Son of El Chapo extradited to the United States from Mexico. This is funny because El Chapo's wife just got out of prison. Would you touch her?
No.
Hell no.
No.
She's off limits.
Yes.
My God. High school band director reportedly tased, and we have a taser here, after refusing to end the performance. Police tased and arrested the band in Birmingham, Alabama, after he refused to shut down a performance at the end of a football game. He just wanted to keep going. His refusal to stop the performance prompted officers to arrest him. And when he allegedly resisted, he was then tased. He was then treated by the fire and rescue and taken to the hospital. I urge everyone not to jump to conclusions. Well, I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Why would you tase a band director? That just seems out of control.
He went a little too long. You know what I mean?
A little. I mean, if
Ron
it's
Jeremy's
like,
done the same shit, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
You know? Wrap it up, dude.
So the band director would have been fine if he had a condom on?
Well, I mean, would you like to see Ron Jeremy being tased when he's just mounting one of those beautiful bitches that don't need to deal with that right now? You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I saw that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
French diplomats held hostage in Niger and denied food. Again, I try to bring up Niger about once every show.
Okay.
You know?
Why?
Why? It's just, I'd like to be there. You know what I mean? It's a nice country. Real estate's good at the moment.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like, we're personal property taxes. Don't really have to worry about that out there as much. So, I have a couple of summer houses in Niger.
Why are we here?
So, what do you think about the strike? The GM Ford strike. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I heard this is the first time that they've striked against all... There's three of them.
Yeah. Have you seen, like... The demands are pretty fucking crazy. Like...
I don't know the demands, but I know President Biden has injected himself a little bit into the...
Is he for it or against it?
Well, he's wanting both parties to come back to the table, but he's kind of... He's made comments about how the big automakers have record profits. And I'm just kind of sitting back and thinking about it for a minute. You know, cars are more expensive than they've ever been.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And these workers, I think what it comes down to is the workers are more worried that once it becomes all electric cars, that they're going to lose a little bit of wages. Is that what it is?
They will.
Huh?
They will.
Okay. Well, the people I personally know who are $38 an hour are wanting $52 an hour.
That's a pretty big jump.
Okay. That's a pretty big jump, but that's also not going to have the average person on your side either.
Right. That's not going to... once you jump to $52 an hour, what's the cost of that vehicle go to?
Yeah.
You know, now we have these $40,000 and $50,000 trucks. You jump to $52 an hour, which is, what is that? Another $14? You know, that's damn near a 50% raise.
Yeah, they want their pensions back. They want 40% raises for all their workers.
40%.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy, man, especially for the average everyday person struggling to get by right now with personal property taxes, with groceries being what they are, with daycare constantly going up. I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy for these people. And even on my end, there's no sympathy.
There isn't. That's why the talking points kind of jar me a little bit. Because whenever you say record profits, all you're doing is looking at the bottom line. Or, well, not even the bottom line.
Okay.
But what they've brought in. Now, keep in mind, vehicles continue to increase price because everything is more expensive. The parts to build the car are more expensive. The wages are more expensive. Inflation has gone through the roof. So, of course, these companies on paper are going to look like they're making more money, but they're not selling as many vehicles.
Okay, so if you think a company has record profits, do you think, personally, just you, do you think that should trickle down to the employees?
I wouldn't say should, but I would say if I'm in that position as a CEO, and my company has had an absolutely great year based off of performance and market demand.
Are you talking bonuses or are you talking about wages? Because, I mean, I would be all for the bonuses.
Right, but you still pay taxes on bonuses.
Yeah.
You know, so either one, wages, bonuses, even throwing stuff into a 401k, which I honestly don't like that because the market fluctuates so much right now that very it doesn't volatile. Feel like if you give me that money and then it disappears within 6 months because of poor market decisions or inflation or devaluation of the dollar, it doesn't help me at all. Rather than just handing me an extra check for the year, taxing me on that and saying thank you for a great year.
If your company's got record number of profits.
Record number of profits, I would have some conversations about expansion, buying up other smaller companies that could benefit us, looking at other properties we could possibly invest in, raising benefits, or just bonus checks. Bonus checks would honestly just probably be the best, just because there's nothing behind that. If you go higher wages, they're going to expect that every year. Now, what if you have a down year the next year? You know?
Still the same
wages.
Right. You have to keep the same wages.
Or you fire people. Lay off people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one wants that.
No.
You have a badger fact?
I do. Did you know badgers possess both male and female body organs, making them simultaneous hermaphrodites? Their mating typically occurs when it has rained and the ground is suitably wet.